I invite you to stand. Let us remember before God and commend to God's sure keeping those who have died for their country in war. Maybe somebody that we knew, maybe somebody whose memory we treasure. But let's also remember all who have lived and died in the service of humankind. Let us be silent together. Remaining as we are, let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or life, hear our prayers, thanksgivings, and the weight of our sorrow for those we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love and bring us with them to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men and women, that we may help and encourage and comfort others and support those who are working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember. We join to sing, O God, our help in ages past. please have a seat. Let us join together to pray. Let us pray. Loving God, we come to you this morning in all our weakness and with all our strength. We ask for your blessing on our worship, our fellowship, and our lives. You, God, who are light, and in you there is no darkness at all. We thank you for the gift of eternal life that brings hope in our grief and consolation when we are lonely. We ask that we may be bearers of light to those who are in darkness, those who feel surrounded by loss, despair. And givers of life when doors are shut and all seems hopeless. We ask that you would forgive us as individuals for the violence, the bitterness, the greed that is in us. For our insistence on having our own way. For our views that if it's not our way, then it is not happening. And forgive us too, that these are not merely our individual failings, but broader in society and well known in our world. May we be among those who affirm those who work for peace, encourage those who work for justice, and empower those who seek to do the work of your kingdom, even those who do not know you. And receive these words of forgiveness. The Lord Jesus has come that we may be free from our sin, that we may know God's love and peace. Lord our God, help us to receive these gifts. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The wars that we call the First and the Second World War are dependent on your geography and your perception. And we wear our poppies, and some people have taken the poppy as a militaristic image. But you could argue that the most important thing in terms of commitment for peace is a sign on your chest that you will remember those who have given their lives in war, and that you will be among those who do not think this is right and will do what you can to work for peace. So we're going to have a time of reflection with some pictures and with some music to think, to pray. Let us pray. Peace-loving God, on this Remembrance Sunday, your church remembers all who have fallen in war, those who relive war daily through injury or broken spirit, those left behind grieving for a loved one. And as we remember, we pray for those who seek peace, for those who are good negotiators, working with dedication and persistence, going the extra mile for peace. We pray for peace. But also help us to find new ways of addressing aggression. Constructive ways of challenging harsh regimes, seeking justice as well as peace. Lord, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Finley. That was top.
We join to sing.
Eternal Father, strong to save. Matthew's parables are used to illuminate Jesus' call to be firm in the face of opposition and firm in the face of distress. And this parable that we are about to hear picks up some familiar gospel images, like the wedding banquet. It picks up the customs of the time of Jesus, which are still found in some bits of the Mediterranean and are increasingly found in parts of our society too, about the bridegroom going, collecting the bride, the sort of movement backwards and forwards, and people having to wait, and people having to have the resources to wait. Ray Erskine will read this passage to us.
The readings from Matthew chapter 25, reading from verse 1. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there were 10 young women who took their oil lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and the other 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any extra oil with them, while the wise ones took some containers full of oil for their lamps. The bridegroom was late in coming, so the women began to nod and fall asleep. It was already midnight when the cry ran out, "Here is the bridegroom, come and meet him." The 10 women woke up and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Let us have some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." "No, indeed," the wise men answered, "there is not enough for you and for us. Go to the shop and buy some for yourselves." So the foolish women went off to buy some oil. And while they were gone, the bridegroom arrived. The 5 who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was closed. Later, the other women arrived. Sir, let us in," they cried out. "Certainly not. I do not know you," the bridegroom answered. And Jesus concluded, "Be on your guard then, because you do not know the day or the hour." Amen.
Amen. They waited outside, they had their lamps lit, the bridegroom took time to arrive. We've all been at weddings like that. The bridegroom took time goes on. "Oh dear, my lamp's going down, I better take this oil that I've got, I'll use it to fill up my lamp and I'll keep my light going." And some of them had the resources to keep on waiting because they had the extra oil, and some of them did not have it. We, Christian people, should not be surprised that the world knows turmoil. We follow a man who was tortured, died in the most brutal of ways. It's not a shock to Christian people that the world knows suffering and pain and premature death. That is not a shock to us. We are not among the, what I would describe pejoratively, cheery, happy Walt Disney people who think that life, if it was lived properly, would all be happy and smiling. We know that that is not how life is. But as all this difficulty and problem and trauma, which is what life is like, my friends, if your life up till now has just been peachy and roses and everything about it, well, one day, at the very least, there will be the time of growing older. While that which is difficult is going on, you have to wait. And the message from the story is, do you have the resources to wait? You might have enough in your lamp for the moment, but have you got enough to keep that lamp supplied? Well, so how do you do that? Well, I would say you read your Bible, you pray, you reflect, and you are interested in learning more. You reflect. You wonder what God is doing. You give your brain to it. You pray about it. You put what's happening in society alongside the scriptures. That is how you build up your oil. And you reflect. Because waiting is what life is about. Can you wait well? Do you have the resources to wait? We're going to sing as we pray. Wait for the Lord, whose day is near. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart. Wait for the Lord, whose day is near. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we pray for those who are waiting. For those who are waiting beside hospital beds. For those who are waiting for justice. Wait for the Lord, whose day is near. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart. For those who are waiting to be sentenced. For those who are waiting for prison doors to be opened. Wait for the Lord, whose day is near. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart. For those who are waiting for an end to war. For those who are waiting for loved ones to come home again. For those who are waiting for food. The Lord, whose day is near. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart. for those who are waiting for someone to knock on their door. Waiting for someone to stop and to talk to them. With them. And we wait ourselves. Give us the resources we need, Lord Jesus, to wait well. Wait for the Lord whose day is near. And we offer our prayers, that which has been said out loud, and that which comes half formed in our from our minds and our hearts, we offer them all in Jesus' name. Amen. Kathy. I believe the rumour on the streets is that the notices are going to be longer than any sermon. Which is why we've done what we've done. First thing I should say, which Kathy doesn't know, but I do know, is a warm welcome to our brothers and sisters in Christ who are regularly, usually, at John Bunyan Baptist Church. It's great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, and a good morning and a warm welcome from me and to other visitors who are here for the first time. There will be a 6:30 reflective service today. Straight after this meeting will be our bi-monthly church meeting, and I do hope that you will be able to stay for that. Pastoral news. David Richards' Thanksgiving service will take place in this church on Tuesday, this Tuesday coming, the 11th of November at 2 o'clock. Phil Thompson remains in hospital, and Michael Burgess also remains in St George's Hospital. Peter and Jean Ashdown have asked me to say a big thank you to everyone who filled a shoebox for the Link to Hope appeal. We've been able to send off 77 boxes for those needy people in Eastern European countries. 54 boxes were from church members, friends and foyer visitors, and 23 from Rosemary Moore. Are you here, Rosemary? I've been asked specifically that if I say names, would people make themselves identifiable? So could you just stand up a moment? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And also, Rosemary is delighted with her request for warm clothing, and that was well supported, and 6 black sacks of lovely warm clothes are now on their way to those who will endure a very long cold winter. Peter and Jean, where are you? Sorry, could you stand so people know who you are? That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Also, another thank you from them for making it possible to send another heavy bag of our unwanted coins. Now I'm looking for Sulhi. I think people know Sulhi. We'll be giving a recital on the new piano at lunchtime on Thursday, the 20th of November at 12:30. Admission is free, but there will be a retiring collection for the foyer project. Sulhi will be playing piano duets by Rachmaninoff and Ravel with her fellow student Paul Tain. We look forward to that. Please don't forget that next Saturday is the Acorn Ideas session at this church from 10 until noon. It will be highly participatory and is a great opportunity to help formulate plans to boost the funding that we need to continue and build on our community ministry. And I do hope that you will be able to make that. It is with joy that I can announce that yesterday our church received its, well, let's get it the right way up, new Child Friendly Church Award. There was a lot of work that went into that. Glyn would like to say something too.
It is panto season, really. Good morning, everyone. I went to a meeting at Kingston First on Friday, and somebody came up and said to me, she said, "You're the sheep lady." So I think it's not a bad thing to be called, really. I have some posters here which have been designed to go up into local shops. So if you want to find a home for them in your local area, could you see me either after this service or after the church meeting? Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone who knitted all the sheep for me.
And finally, we, this church, would like to share in our good wishes for Leslie's birthday today.
And proud. Whoop, whoop. And the other thing is 9/11, we want it back. That's a little campaign I'm running. Think about it, you'll get there eventually. Right, now, your gifts for God's work in and through this place will now be received. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, be our treasure. Receive this money, that it would be spent well, guided by you, administered safely, and used for the work of your kingdom, beyond that which at this stage we can even imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Did I say thank you for my flowers? If I didn't, I apologise. Thank you for my flowers. Forgive me. Swept away. We'll join to sing our final hymn, Christ Be Our Light.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, teach us to live in ways of peace and justice, to wage peace rather than war, so that we may come by the power of the Holy Spirit as one family to the kingdom of the one who has created us, where we will live forever and ever. Amen.